Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
When you came in, the air went out.
Do you have that song stuck in your head all the time, bro?
I didn't, but now I do again. So it took me about 2 years to get it out of my head, but now it's back in. Thank you.
It is one of the greatest songs of all time. How do you say your last name before we do this?
Thanks for asking.
Okay.
It's Manganiello.
Manganiello.
Do you get that question a lot?
No, people just jump in and throw extra letters in. So it used to be a good way to tell the telemarketers
right.
when there used to be
right.
landlines and things. Or the Italian way is Manganiello.
Manganiello.
Yeah.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
Or people think Mangia and they say Mangianello or Mangi. And
right.
It's like
did you ever have an agent or anything like that told you to change the last name?
Yeah, my first manager in L.A. asked me to change it. And
really?
I said, you know what? People are going to have to learn how to say it and spell it. That's
good
it.
Good for you.
And I told my father that story. My father said, well, it's a good thing you didn't because I wouldn't let you home if you changed.
And that's when you lift up your shirt and go, all they need to know is this. Right?
I think you have me confused with the situation.
Okay.
Have you been checking your Twitter account over the past 24 hours to see how insane Toronto has been going?
Oh, yeah. Put a shout out. I said, where are my Torontonians at? And I got a bunch of response back.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
Is your body more famous than you are, do you think? You're at that level?
How am I supposed to answer? I don't know. I mean, that would be... I mean, I like the idea of
yeah.
that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How often do you spend with your shirt off? You spend more of your life with your shirt off than you do with your shirt on, right?
Well, if we'd have to calculate how long I'm sleeping versus how long I'm awake. I mean, I have it on during daylight hours generally.
Yeah. Speaking. Have you ever stripped before?
No, I haven't. This is... Well, I mean, not professionally, let's say.
Yeah. But like for a girl.
Behind closed doors. Yeah, of course.
All right.
So this new movie, Magic Mike, I know Channing Tatum is in it, and mm-hmm. he used to be a male dancer, right?
Correct.
He used to be a stripper?
Yeah, the movie is loosely based on his life at age 19 as a male stripper in Tampa, Florida. Really grimy stuff.
Just horrible.
By horrible, you mean like, I mean, it's kind of male wish fulfillment, though, really. I mean,
really,
you drink all day, you do drugs with your buddies, you grind on a group of, you know, willing women every night who are stuffing money into your pants. You go out afterwards, you know, you go home, you're in the parking lot with the girls, you're backstage with the girls are following you home.
This is your favorite movie ever to start filming.
Pretty much, yes.
do you have a girlfriend or a wife? Are you married?
No, single.
Girlfriend?
Single.
Okay, this is a hard movie to shoot if you got a girlfriend.
I was single when I was shooting it. I'm actually, I'll say this. I actually am seeing a girl from Toronto.
No.
Are you kidding
Real?
Me?
Yeah, she's a Torontonian.
Does she still live in Toronto?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. How long has she been in LA for?
Big shout out to
she
Toronto.
She an actress?
Yeah, she's been in LA for a little while.
Oh.
If we guess, will you tell
us? Maury's going to get on this.
Maury, you can keep going. You can keep going. I'll never tell.
Maury will figure it out by the end of the day. Maury, by the way, who's the bantamweight homosexual that walked you up here today, Maury treated this movie like he was at a strip bar. Maury saw the movie yesterday and sat in the front row.
He was throwing dollar bills at the screen.
He was throwing dollar bills at
loonies.
Loonies, yeah, nice. I like your money a lot better than ours.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's prettier.
Weighs you down, though, Holmes.
Get rid of it. Get it come out to the strip club and get rid of it, man.
What's the deal with, have you finished shooting the season of True Blood yet, or are you still working on it?
We're about to start shooting the finale.
Just about to start shooting the finale. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happens with you and Sookie this season? Do you guys do it?
Well, he can't tell you that,
yeah,
man.
Exactly. I can't say,
people
but I can't say that there are trailers on HBO right now with us doing some stuff
doing
on a
some
couch.
Stuff. Is it weird?
Which could be a dream. It could be a dream sequence. You never know what it could
what
be.
Is
but
it, what is
out.
It like when you are in a scene with Sookie and she is married to another guy on the show and you got to make out with her when the dude is right there?
Well, the dude's not going to be right there.
Do you make sure he's not right
with
there?
Crossed arms staring at you.
I don't
you,
know
bangers.
What goes on that set.
No, well, whenever stuff like that happens, it's a closed set.
Okay.
So they keep anybody who's not essential to that scene is out.
Yeah.
So you know, you're professional.
Don't get out.
Yeah.
But is it
well, that and also so but, people get, they'll get punched in the head.
Right.
You're going to see him at craft service table getting a sandwich later on in the day or something like that. And you know that you just made out with the guy's wife.
Okay, but that's actually how he met her. That's the first film. So, you know.
Fair enough.
Come on.
Fair enough. He gets it. He gets it.
Yeah, yeah.
What would convince you right now? Is there anything we could do to get you to take your shirt off, lie on the floor, and let Maury use your abs as a pillow?
There is probably no amount of money. No offense, it's just a little early in the morning. I haven't had my cup of coffee.
Oh, well, your abs aren't up?
Okay.
He wakes up before his abs do.
Yeah,
say his character name in the movie.
Oh, yeah, what's your character's name? I wonder if we can say this.
Big Dick Richie?
Big Dick Richie.
Yeah. It's not an ironic title.
Did you stuff in the movie?
Hey, man. There are two scenes in the movie where you find out why he's named that.
Okay.
And you'll have to go to
but
the theater.
But did you stuff in the movie is what I asked.
I'm going to say you're going to have to go to the movie and you'll see.
It's okay. Maury's going to find out who your girlfriend from Toronto is by the end of the day, and we'll call her next.
Good luck.
Awesome. Magic right, Mike bro. Is a new movie. Thanks so much for coming in, dude.
Sure, man. Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.